Shalom, everybody. In the very beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, the Torah says that when Paro sent Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Hashem purposely led Bnei Yisrael on a longer journey, a circuitous route away from Eretz Plishtim, even though it was nearby. And why? Hashem did not want Bnei Yisrael to go to war too quickly against the Plishtim and become afraid of that war and return to Egypt. And then the Torah says in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. B'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim chamushim. What does that mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, in his first explanation, explains chamushim like many other mefarshim do, based on the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael. He says that chamushim means mezuyanim, armed, equipped for war. In other words, despite the fact that Bnei Yisrael were armed and well-organized for war, still Hashem did not want Bnei Yisrael to go to war too soon. Even though Bnei Yisrael were chamushim, even though they had swords and shields and whatever else, Hashem was still afraid that after centuries of being slaves, after centuries of being in a slave mentality, Bnei Yisrael would not be able to use those weapons in war. They would run back to Egypt. They may have been freed physically, but they were still slaves in their mentality. And Hashem needed time, so to speak, to teach Bnei Yisrael and to train Bnei Yisrael that they were no longer slaves, that they could stand up for themselves, that they could and they must fight for themselves when necessary, even today. We Jews need to hear that message sometimes. That is Rashi's first explanation of chamushim. And Rashi gives a second explanation, also based on the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael. He says that chamushim comes from the word five, chamesh. He says chamushim means one-fifth. In other words, one in five Jews left Egypt, and four out of every five Jews died in the ninth plague of darkness, as Rashi explained in Parshas Bo in Perek Yud Pasuk Chav Beis. It's a very, very challenging Rashi, a very, very challenging Medrash to read. Only 20% of Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, the same Medrash that Rashi quotes has other opinions, which paints an even more challenging picture. One opinion says that only 1 in 50 came out of Egypt. One opinion says 1 in 500 left Egypt. And the Medrash Tanchuma even quotes an opinion which says 1 in 5,000 left Egypt, 0.02% left Egypt. It's an overwhelming number. And the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, goes even further. The Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Simai that just like 600,000 males between the ages of 20 and 60 were in the Midbar, and only two of them went from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, that's Kalev and Yoshua, so too, only two people out of 600,000 left Egypt. A staggering 0.0003% left Egypt. Now, it's quite possible that some of these numbers are what the Gemara calls a guzma. In modern Hebrew, that means an exaggeration. And we find that in the Gemara relatively often, when the Gemara says certain things to emphasize a point, even if the numbers or the dimensions or the magnitude is not to be taken literally. For example, if only two people out of every 600,000 left Egypt alive, that would mean that there were 180 billion Jews in Egypt before they left. So it's possible that some of these numbers are a guzma, not to be taken literally. Nonetheless, the message is very clear. Very, very few Jews left Egypt as compared to those that died there. Chacham Yosef Chaim, who died in 1909, is the author of the Ben Ishchai on Halacha, and he's also the author of the Ben Yehoyada Perush on the Gemara. And in the Ben Yehoyada on the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, he says that all of these numbers are not referring to the Jews that died during Makas Choshech. Rather, these numbers refer to the number of Jews that died over the course of 210 years in Egypt. When we think about Yitzias Mitzrayim and what life was like in Egypt before Bnei Yisrael left, we think of the hard work of Avadim Hayinu, of the back-breaking labor, but this Gemara and these Midrashim point out something else according to the Ben Yehoyada, the terrible murder that took place in Egypt. Four out of five Jews were killed according to the most conservative numbers. That is a stunning thing to remember, especially when we say on Pesach, Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Ke'ilu Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim. And one more point. The same Gemara in Masechas Sanhedrin says, in the name of Rava, V'chein Limos HaMashiach. These same devastating numbers will occur again when Mashiach arrives. 1 in 5, 1 in 50, 1 in 500, etc., etc. It's devastating. And with the shocking amount of assimilation that's taking place in the world today, we do not need, unfortunately, that much imagination to see these numbers taking place in front of our very own eyes, chas v'shalom. So it's on us, on our shoulders, to change those numbers, to change the odds, to invite someone for Shabbos, to teach people about the beauty of Torah, the beauty of the midos of the Torah. Bnei Israel had to learn how to fight for their physical survival when they left Egypt. And now we need to learn how to fight for our spiritual survival as well. Have an amazing day, everyone!